Okay.
Well, we are recording now.
Okay.
GURPS Wars Technicalities. Episode
yes.
1. Because it's technically the first session.
I don't know. I could actually see putting in the session 0 as well. If
I upload that, it's going to be labeled session 0 because that was the... What's
session
the terminology
zero.
For when you're just trying to see if the thing you're throwing against the wall is going to stick to the wall?
I think it's moderately sticky. Anyway... Hi! Welcome to GURPS Wars Technicalities. This is now the third of the GURPS Wars ones, and maybe this will actually not turn out to be a multi-session one-shot. Well, more multi-session. Maybe it won't stretch several months.
3 years from now.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Our characters have... over 1,000 GURPS points combined.
I mean, that's doable. Anyway, this is Beth. I've got Crash. I've got Ellie. I've got Io. And I've got Will. And why don't you tell our eager listeners what happened last time? Why are you all upside down?
Recap.
What do you mean my computer's running low on storage? But I cleared, like, 30 gigs of photos.
So, to recap, last time, Io's computer was running low on storage space.
No, that's this time.
If you're running low on storage space, it's every time. Ask me how I know.
Yeah.
But I cleared like 30 gigs of photos.
Does it believe they're still cleared?
HKRPR, run defrag, please.
Defragging. It's a good thing this is a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, because in modern computers, defragging doesn't do anything. Well, actually, it can wreck a flash drive, but that's besides the point.
Oh, I found out what happened. The recycle bin didn't delete them. So they were still hanging out in the recycle bin.
They were in the trash.
Causing problems.
And we're in the sewer. So, you know, this makes
and
perfect
sense.
And
we're in the sewer.
Yes. So, thank you for listening to Droid Public Radio. Coming up... Next, our adventuring party, which is mostly Donatello and Donatello, but a Sith, and Donatello, but a human, and Donatello, but a murder droid.
That is not our adventuring party.
That's death. Apostrophe Tello. A Tello.
Well, right. That Donatello does machines. This Donatello is a machine. That Donatello doesn't want to be here. And
I'm not a Donatello!
And that other Donatello was here just off camera the entire time and is here because it's easier than all the other options.
Or because something interesting happened. Let's see.
We haven't actually recapped.
I know, you have not recapped.
Not much of a recap.
Yeah, we all went to a convention. HKRPR and Daffatello just got through the front door, and then were assigned security detail. Lord Zappy Zap, who is not a lord yet.
Apprentice
Zappy Zap, which is still not their name, but I still, as soon as the session ends, I no longer remember what it was. I'm reminded when I edit these, and then I forget again when I upload it. But they were there, and so were people from Mysteries, I think. No, it was...
Yep.
Oh, that's
two
right.
Apprentices from Ancient Knowledge, two apprentices from Mysteries, Ancient Knowledge, including
wrong?
Apprentice Navari, a.k.a. Zappy Zap, were chasing the apprentices from Mysteries, whom they claimed had stolen an artifact, a relic of some importance to Lord Navari's master. Sorry, Apprentice Navari's master. She's not Lord yet, gotta remember that, even if I'm looking at the icon. And the Mysteries apprentices said, no, it wasn't us. You people are just overreacting. We didn't do it. We're innocent. We don't even have the thing. See? Except that when gotten alone by Mysteries apprentice Tizani, guess, wait for the camera, they admitted that what they had done is they had found a giant Ak-Dog droid that Lord Grathan and his wife had... been about going to present later today. and they shoved it down the droid's throat. It had a throat, perhaps because some weapon hadn't been installed yet, who knows. And then they ran away after, you know, mind-tricking the guards. So you were on your way to go find this hiding place. And the droid had apparently gone mad and gone crashing through a whole bunch of stuff, including a hole that basically led down to, well, from the odor of some of the broken pipes along the way. Yeah.
I have to say this, or it'll be stuck in my head forever. I will never remember her name. But also, didn't the press release say that they were also going to have this droid be ridden occasionally by their infant child?
Not infant. He's about, you know, 5 or 6.
Barely hatched. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, we have descended into the sewers. This is perfectly fine. And, oh, Michaela's here now.
Michaela. Do people want to introduce their character since... unless Session Zero goes up, and even if it does, who knows, maybe an introduction would be useful. And then we have to note, Michaela, we'll figure out why Michaela's there with the introduction, presumably.
I already did the introductions. We're all Donatello. But this no. Donatello is HKRPR. They were an HK-40-something assault droid, but... a quirk of their personality had them doing more field repairs than murdering, because if you repair the other HK droids, then they can do the murdering for you. This was seen as a quirk. HK was sent to be have a diagnostic run and possibly get memory wiped or whatever. But when the technicians saw that HKRPR was, you know, doing their jobs for them, they were like, we support this, and replaced RPR's weaponry with tools. But don't worry, I still have my blaster rifle. And I'm here on loan from insert name here. I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't come up with a title for presumably Death's Master.
But
Master TBD.
TBD.
Yes. And for the record, I have been told that HK droids are very snarky. So I am embracing this. This should be everyone's surprised face right now. Mostly this has shown up with HKRPR repeatedly providing forgeries of documentation that say that HKRPR is allowed to be here and do that.
Atello is a Marilyn.
Mary Allen.
Mary Allen. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
No problem.
And he's found his way into this little situation because he was interested in technology more than he was in nature or using the force for those sorts of things. And he ended up getting picked up by a very eccentric master who didn't mind his unique heritage. And he really just wants to do his machines. So that's why he's here.
Tasani.
Tasani is a mysteries apprentice, and she is in this mess because, well, allegedly, mysteries is responsible for containing certain sorts of problems that no one else is allegedly allowed to handle, and right now, those problems include other mysteries apprentices. She's not happy about this. She would much rather be causing the problems than solving them.
But no, she had to solve them. And then an easy... You left the other apprentices in Sith Brig, and we're going down to pick up a cool relic that you would be picking up this cool relic and probably keeping it. And putting it in a crypt somewhere where it could be properly stored.
And getting it out of the ACDog.
Yeah. But the ACDog droid is, it went that away.
Consolation. This unit has found that solving problems usually ends up causing problems for others. So you can be doing both.
I should probably get a picture of the thing. Hey, one moment. I'm getting... Okay, hopefully that... Okay. So, the giant Ekdog-shaped droid with apparently shoulder cannons has gone off, apparently jumped down or climbed down a cargo lift, droid lift, that was in the conference center. And wow, there's a lot of broken pipes and whatnot. We left off with you lot staring down into the darkness. So, Michaela, do you want to give your introduction and whatnot? And then I will figure out where you were.
Well, first of all, it's Mikala.
Mikala, sorry.
And second, I am voted least likely to succeed in the sphere of strategy. The only reason I'm an apprentice at all is because I fell asleep on the shuttle that was taking the new apprentices, the new acolytes to the academy. And then I demonstrated an unexpected aptitude for military strategy. I have a habit of just asking for what I want, which is the cause of much consternation to my fellow apprentices. And it's not that I'm lazy so much as there are just so many other people who could do that work. And there are so many other interesting things I could be doing with my time.
Assertion. The ones doing the work are the ones doing the learning. You appear to be providing many learning opportunities for others.
Yeah, I'm real generous.
It is a good strategy.
I thought so.
Mikala, you were at the conference because this is the conference that leads up to Budget Week, and the conference is where a lot of lords and darths and occasionally senior apprentices traipse around demonstrating why they should be getting more of the budget than their rivals. So,
well, yeah, and also I have to go to all these talks because I can't formulate effective strategies if I don't know what tools we're using.
That's right. That's why a lot of strategy lords attend, and they send their apprentices to attend and take notes at the presentations that they can't be at themselves.
I don't know why this one talks in a sewer, but I'm not going to argue with them.
Is it possible that some of your peers in apprenticeship, if not ones that your master has necessarily, but... you know, the apprentices that you hang out with have altered your data pad so that they directed you into the cargo lift?
No, I don't think a Sith would do that. I'm pretty sure there's a talk down here.
Okay, the question is, were you getting to the lift just as you have discovered from all of the assorted screaming and destruction, apparently something jumped down there? Or did you go to a different lift and you've been wandering about examining the sewage system underneath Kos City on your own?
Probably more of the latter, although I have been investigating these really interesting claw marks and wondering where they came from.
What with all the timing and such, yes, there are some interesting claw marks all over the place. You were down in this little side tunnel, and something big went splash, 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 and then there was a lot of loud sounds and pew, 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 and something went sort of crashing through everything. That basically you're up at the north there, and something went crashing through from west to east.
Don't look at me. I wasn't there.
Indeed. Well, I don't know if you would particularly want to investigate that or if you would be waiting to see if more of them came through before you went investigating.
What I'm rolling is not what I'm rolling.
Okay.
Aha. Yes, I will wait to see if more of them come through. It's kind of weird that it was running on the ceiling.
You just seem to be a bit upside down still. Why are you upside down?
I'm on my hoverboard. I'm not upside down. Everybody else is upside down.
You've made a hoverboard that goes upside down, and you're just floating around close to the ceiling. So everything else is upside down.
Eo, I see you making your character dance.
I can't get right side up.
Oh.
I was upside down for some reason because someone turned me upside down. Okay. Thank you. Someone turned me upside down.
I just thought you were dancing. That's what I usually do.
No, someone turned me upside down.
And here I was going to be so proud of you. But never mind. Fine. It's okay.
Okay. Up at the top of the gaping hole. Well, Zani, your artifact probably went that away. I mean, it's not your artifact, but, you know.
I think if we're stalking something that's done this kind of harm, maybe we should be a little cautious. And I'd like to use obfuscate machines if I can do that.
Before we go forward. Yeah, you can certainly go forward, and that will obviously 100% be enough to deal with any concerns that anyone might have. Really, I say, looking at your overconfidence, to said.
Mm-hmm. Should I roll overconfidence first? Is that what you mean?
Nope. Nope. You've made obfuscate machines by 3. Yep, okay. The machines are... If there are any cameras around here, they're not seeing you.
Am I blind?
Where did Otello go? You're not quite sure where Otello went. I mean, Otello does this sometimes. I'm sure that this is not the first time that Otello has completely vanished from your senses.
Was I told to keep a sensor on Otello?
No, you were told that you're supposed to do what Otello tells you to do.
Oh, Otello hasn't told me to do anything. So, I'm just going to make my own directives. I have a list. I'm checking it twice.
Uh-oh.
Observation. The spell in here is unique. Suggestion. Turn off your olfactory sensors.
I wish I could, man.
You can hear that. Well, actually, obfuscate machines. Give me a perception roll.
Rolling against the actions of the party. Once again, I have trouble finding the perception. There we go. Made it by 2.
Made by 2. You thought you might have gotten some audio coming in from somewhere, but you're not quite sure. There is a working lift next to the broken one, because this is Cost City, so... They have the giant skyscrapers. They have lots of, you know, lifts that go up and down. They're big.
I'm going to assume that whatever I heard, because I didn't hear it very clearly, was just Tizani agreeing with my suggestion and taking it into account. Because why wouldn't Tizani agree with my suggestion? It was a good suggestion. Obviously. There's a lot of splashing, so it's hard to tell.
I mean, there are a lot of noises coming from the bottom of the, open lift shaft that, well...
I go down.
Are you jumping?
Well, how far down is it?
Far.
Then probably not jumping. I do not have a jetpack in my inventory.
There are, fortunately for everyone, there's a ladder, and there's another lift that appears to be unharmed right next to this one. They're even sharing the same elevator shaft if you poke your head in and look.
I want to try to do the thing where one holds on to the sides of the ladder and slides down it in a way where you
want to make a dex roll?
Descent.
You want to make a dex roll?
I would very much like to make the dex roll, yes.
Do you have a climbing skill per chance?
One does not usually need to climb to fix other droids, so...
In that case, we are giving a dex roll. This is going to be entertaining.
Well, that's why I'm doing it. And missed by 2. It's okay. If I don't break my arms, I can fix myself.
You are attempting to skid down by putting your hands and legs on the outside of the ladder and sliding as if it were a fireman's pole.
Yes.
Am I correct? Okay. You are very quickly discovering that these ladders were not meant for that to happen. They have a whole bunch of like little ridges on the outside handhold area that are, honestly, you're pretty sure that they were meant to keep people from doing this.
That seems
they go wubba wubba wubba, and you cannot adjust your hands to make this work. Perhaps there is some trick to it that you don't know. You have a feeling that if you attempt to do this much further, you will probably get jarred off of the ladder and fall, about 20 or 30 floors to whatever is at the bottom of all that darkness.
Well, I would like to see what's at the bottom of all that darkness, but
wouldn't you?
I would like to ascend afterwards.
Yeah. Tzani.
Yes?
Is there anything that you would like to be doing while...
I fall to my death.
The droid is apparently trying to decide whether falling to its death is a viable career strategy.
What was this about a ladder?
There's a ladder. A maintenance ladder. There's another lift right beside this one. It also descends into the darkness.
Is the other lift broken?
Doesn't seem to be. You might need to insist that it open because there was damage next to it, but it looks like it's at maybe a floor above you and it's just holding there now.
I'm going to see if I can get the other lift to come back.
Just for grins, why don't you give me a computer operations roll? Because you might have to sort of punch it a little bit.
I have that skill. And I made it by 5.
Okay. You have to basically wave your no, really, I say so, mysteries identification at it. But it descends to your level and the doors open. The lift is giving some, error, not sure if this is safe complaints, but, it's still working.
Look, an elevator.
That seems a little more efficient than the ladder. I'd like to assess if the elevator seems safe.
You have the skills for that, I assume?
I have some mechanic skills, but I don't know.
Yep, give me either mechanic default or you may roll mechanical aptitude to boost that ahead of time. That's how we've been running that.
I just love the idea of Atello coming in and checking to see if the elevator is safe by going in and immediately popping an access panel open in an act that makes it look like he just made it not safe.
Okay, well, you made your
aptitude roll.
By 5. Okay, add 5 to your default mechanic there. Mechanic T11, just default of everything of 10. You add 5 to that.
Okay.
This is why technology loves this.
The 5. I'm just going to roll it and then we can add 5.
Right? Yep.
Is that okay?
Yep. That works. You have just made it, so you made it by 5. Very good. Yep. Yeah, this one looks... It's upset because there was major damage next to it.
Okay.
But it thinks... The elevator thinks that it's probably okay, but there was major damage next to it, so it's not sure. It cannot guarantee your safety if you go on it. So,
Seems fine. HK, this lift is a little safer than your ladder.
HK is not capable of sighing heavily.
Are you dropping your obfuscate machines enough to let HK...
Oh, that's right! Do I even hear you?
I mean, it's kind of fun to say, hey, this way, when he can't see me, but I think he can... I don't know. On obfuscate machines, it says people can see you, but they just see you as, like... Or machines can see you, but you're just kind of unremarkable, I guess. So if I'm... You're specifically speaking to them, I guess HK would hear. I don't know. That's your guys' call.
What you're saying is unremarkable over the wubba 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 I've been told I'm hearing from the ladder not doing well in my grip.
But I'm not trying to hide from HK.
Okay. You will adjust your stuff. HK, you can now hear Atello.
I'm assuming this is done before you say the last thing, because otherwise we're going to be going in circles forever. As funny as that would be.
Yes.
HK will stop descending the ladder. Will engage Psi protocol, which does nothing because no lungs.
You can blow static from your voice box.
Oh, I like that idea. If there's a bunch of static, it's a Psi protocol.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
And I then ascend the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps slower than I descended, but still.
The way you slid down, just slide back up.
There is so very little sliding happening. I will assume everyone gets in.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely getting in. I hope the others are getting in.
Yeah, I'm in.
HK,
because if the others don't get in, I'm leaving without them.
When HK gets in, HK will get all the way into the elevator with everyone else before checking the capacity limits in the little certificate that's always there in the corner, which is the only thing you have to read other than button numbers when you go in an elevator.
Mm-hmm. So then you have to read them because there's nothing else to read.
Observation. The limit here is 10 units lower than this unit's weight.
It's a freight elevator. It will fit you. You can go down. It will be safe.
Well, if you want, HK was lying. That's beside the point.
Yeah. HK is having amusements.
Well, HK was denied the amusement of sliding down a ladder to their demise, which would have prevented them from having to take additional orders.
True enough. You descend swiftly, presumably because someone has hit the override buttons in one way or another. Shortly, you are decanted at, well, the doors open, and that sure is a lot of dark down here. There's some light, you know, emergency lighting type stuff, and there's a busted lift door right next to you, and occasional scratches and scrapes and whatnot going down the tunnel. And the tunnel then gets to a point where there's water, somewhat stinky water, in a little kind of square, and there's a shallow bit, and then there's a deeper pool, which you people are actually in the deeper pool for some reason. I don't know why. Do you really want to be there?
I turned off my olfactory sensors. It's fine.
It's actually rather deep.
Question for the GM.
You may start sinking. Yes?
Well, I can walk on the bottom. It's fine. I don't need to breathe.
You're not quite sure how far the bottom is. I'm going to move you back just for grins.
I might learn a thing. So I have a power toolbox as part of my equipment that I've said is integrated into my chassis instead of the standard weaponry that an HK droid usually has.
Okay.
Would that, because it's rather nebulous, it's just power toolbox.
Yeah.
Could that include a flashlight, or will I have to break out my welder?
You have some low light abilities probably, but you've been doing things, so.
I'm with biologics here.
You have a small flashlight, because sometimes to fix things, you have to shine a light on them. You know, they're like way down in.
I activate my power drill because it has a tiny little built-in light so you can see the screws.
You probably have a light that does not require a power drill if you dig it out. It's probably like a headlamp on it's on a headband, one of those little, on a gooseneck.
There's a WAV file that plays every time I turn it on, though.
Only if you want there to be.
This is HKRPR. He wants it to be.
Okay.
I see you've got your lightsaber there, buddy. That's good.
Mikola.
I was going to say...
I want Mikola to give him a perception roll.
Go ahead.
Just to see how quickly Mikola notices you people down here. Okay, Mikola. I hope I got the name correctly. Again.
Think Nikola Tesla.
Oh no.
But say Mikola.
We're never gonna meet Mikola, so
okay.
Oh no.
We're going to meet Mikola, but Mikola's not going to meet us.
Or something. We'll find out. Okay. Tizani, Atello?
I would... when I see the scratches, I'd like to touch them and see if I could get some sort of sense of exactly how they were made and more about what the creature was who made them and that.
Go ahead. Give me your touching things roll.
Okay.
Psychometry by 8. You get darkness. You get the slightly damp humidity. I mean, it's Drome and Cuss every time. It's humid. It's so humid here. You get the darkness broken by something with great shining lights that raced past with sharp claws on the end of its giant paws that scraped into the ground as it ran. And there are other scrapes around where the large blaster cannons on it mounted on its shoulders scraped against pipes and other small things and walls, and it careened as if somehow something was chasing it, and it ran off into the darkness. And there was silence once again, briefly. And then there are you people.
Okay. God. Seems fine. I think it went this way. I can tell by the scrape of the giant blaster cannon against the wall.
Yeah.
HKRPR pulls out his blaster rifle and scrapes it against the wall as he continues down the hall. When in Drome and Cuss, the lightning comes for you specifically.
As you lot traipse around where, oh, look, there's water and stuff. I mean, it's dark, but it's not so dark that you don't see what is apparently some kind of hoverboard.
Whoa, cool!
Upside down, with a person whose feet are probably strapped to it, or magnetized, or something.
Is that hoverboard a Margera 5000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, but you got the new gravity boots that they were displaying earlier today. See, I got the gravity robes too.
Gravity robes?
Yeah, that's why they're hanging in the midair.
Atello's off mission now. He's just transfixed on the hoverboard.
A half generation from now, these same doohickeys are going to be used in a variety of outfits used by a different apprentice named Entuxa.
Did you get that board here at the conference?
No, I've had it for a while.
Wow.
Query, did you mean for your head to be that close to the sewer water?
Well, I mean, when they've got it running through the ceiling, you kind of have to. If I got some of those gravity boots, then we'd be talking.
Follow-up query. Which end do you think is up?
That one? Mikolo points up, which is the ground you're walking on. If that were down, I'd be walking on it. Well, riding on it.
From my integrated toolbox, I pull out a hex-headed reverse thread bolt. Hold it straight out. And let go, and let it fall to the ground. Possibly with a splash.
I use telekinesis other to make it go to the ceiling.
Roll them.
I award you
failure
one Cypher system point.
Mikola does not know that this is going on.
Oh.
Alas.
You've missed by one. Somewhere in a future, there is a Sith apprentice going, well, it was a worthy try. Good luck next time. Keep practicing.
Yeah, I've got the gravity boots. You want to trade them for the hoverboard? I'm game.
Oh, I need this to get around.
Yeah, I get it. I had to try. Did you see a puppy come by here a little while ago?
I think I heard it. It was a pretty big puppy, though. It was walking on the ceiling, too.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Oh, what a feeling.
Right, so we're going after that puppy because it ate an artifact.
Oh.
Addition, and may have been killing people.
Right, yes, but more importantly, it ate an artifact.
Right.
I think I probably wouldn't have let it do that.
Well, someone did let it do that. Unfortunately.
Oh. That's before we knew about the puppy, to be fair.
Yeah.
Mikala is giving off the impression, incidentally, that she's not entirely aware that she's actually talking to people. She's still very intently focused on the scrapes in the wall.
Oh, okay.
There are scrapes on the wall. There are scrapes on the ceiling. Well, Mikala's ceiling. Everyone else's ground. People who want more information about these scrapes will have to either make a perception roll or a psychometry.
I already made that. I should probably just.
These are different scrapes.
Oh, what about scrapes? What about machinists?
You can try that if you want. Mikala, these scrapes were here that you're looking at. A number of them were here before you heard the clump, clump, clump come through. Because you were looking at some of these scrapes to start with.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Atello, you have made your psychometry by one. HK, you made machinist by four. Okay, HK, RPR. These do not seem to be scrapes. Well, some of them are scrapes that are made by machines. Some of them look like, you know, droid treads. Some of them look just like scrapes that happen. It's weird. Atello, some of these scrapes were made by tools. You know, people coming through here, repair droids coming through here, strange something lizardy coming through.
Huh. Do you have any idea if they're recent or old?
You only made it by one. You're getting very minor impressions.
Sure.
They don't feel like immediate recent, but yeah.
There may be some kind of biological lizard puppy down here also. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, is the puppy not biological?
No, he's a droid.
And presumably it's
okay, that explains some things. Like how I saw a droid.
Kind of buried the lead there.
Well, you were talking about a puppy.
You were also talking about a puppy.
Wait, is there also a puppy?
I didn't know it made these marks. Yeah, it went that way.
Points. Off to the east.
Oh, well, then I wouldn't be heading in that direction. I was going north.
Yes, you were. North, by the way, seems to have a dead end, except for a lot of large pipes that are protruding from the walls.
Observation. There appears to be a door.
This door is, I should make that it'd be an open door. Basically, something went crashing through a grating. It looks like something rent it with great strength and it fell apart. And the same goes for the grating beyond it.
Well, that's not great.
No.
Hang on a sec. I'm going to try and get this to turn over so it... hang on.
Mikala reaches up. Sorry, you go.
Mikala tries to set the hoverboard so that it will fly on the ceiling rather than the floor.
Wait, you said you were going to make it turn over. I assumed you were going to grab a pull cord. And we'd hear ring, ding, 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 ding. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Beth's not neighbor's that... Foley will be helpful then.
Yes. In doing this, she accidentally deactivates the hoverboard and finds herself on the floor.
Success!
Can I try and catch the hoverboard before it has any damage?
Well, how far away are you when this happens? Because it will depend on... That will make it be either a dex roll or a telekinesis other roll to catch it.
Probably TK other.
Okay.
Open back up.
Made by two.
You can catch it before it falls onto the terrible floor or falls into the open water area.
I will set it down gently on the dry part of the sewer near where Mikala is.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you turned your gravity boots off and are walking on the floor now.
Yeah, the blood was rushing to my head.
My gravity robes turned off too. That's weird. Anyway, I'm going to show this. And all right, so are we looking for the lizard or the puppy or the the droid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We're looking for the artifact, really.
Well, it's inside the droid.
Right.
Right.
So now we know that.
I have found a switch. It's a lever. Is it the wrong lever? May I pull the wrong lever?
A switch?
It's on the map.
We should check it out.
Why is that line?
Observation. Several protocols are requiring me to pull this lever. That, by the way, for listeners at home, Tizani has rolled a control roll for impulsiveness and made it by 4.
Atello has rolled for curious and has made it by 7.
For some reason, that lever is just not that interesting to me.
Well, it's not that it's not interesting. It's just that you think, you know, you might be able to trace what it does without pulling it.
Well, I'd love to do that.
All of my disads are boring things, like I'm reprogrammable and I don't heal.
You're the one who didn't pick more disads. You're allowed to pick more. These are your species ones.
I'm going to reprogram myself between sessions to have more disads. Once again, my disad of reprogrammable happens to be a feature, not a bug. Like overconfidence.
Yes, you do seem to think that overconfident is a advantage, don't you?
It leads to interesting storytelling, so yes.
Well, yes, that too. To trace the thing, you will probably want to be using your aptitude, mechanical aptitude, force ability to boost an appropriate skill. Tell me what skill you think would be appropriate. Otherwise, it'll just be like IQ minus 5 or something. Made by Criffing 9. Okay.
Electronics operation, maybe?
Yeah, go for it. It's probably got electronics in there.
Okay. Whoa.
What did that just roll? Ops. Okay, made by 4. With the 9 on that. So, and more machinist. It's a lever, HK. It probably goes to some mysterious, you know, open and closes the pipes somewhere. Oh, yeah, you can trace that in the force, and it appears to be something that would normally be a emergency cutoff for the water that's coming in through a pipe up to the north, maybe.
And is it currently allowing it to run or not allowing it to run?
It's currently allowing it to run. Although this is not an emergency cutoff. Nothing has been cut off or emergencied.
Okay.
I am reminding myself that the player's disads are not the character's disads and continuing forward.
Well, if we needed to get a little drier downstream from here, that switch would help us do that. But it seems like that's not necessary.
Observation. I am weather resistant. And also, my olfactory senses are turned off.
I would like to be drier. What do you mean we don't need to be drier?
Well, which way is downstream from that lever? Are we headed downstream or upstream?
Yes, you're headed downstream.
Okay. Yeah, well, we could block it off and make our, in case it's too wet further ahead. But it might back things up, you know, up top.
And?
Right, somebody else's problem, and I flip the switch.
HK has already left this conversation and done 2 moves of 5 hexes down the hall by the time you decide to pull the switch. The player is very amused that the switch finally got pulled. HK decided it was irrelevant to the current mission.
Let me just draw a little thing to indicate that the switch got pulled.
You mean you didn't make a second map just to designate that the switch had been pulled after you put a switch in the map, knowing full well that it would get pulled?
I just grabbed a map that did useful things. We've been playing for long enough that the groceries have come back. Why don't we take a quick break while I help put away the groceries?
Okay, I guess we can pause.
Yeah, let's pause. Be right.
Punchline. And that's when I said I'd been here the whole time.
Maybe when we reprogram you, we could fix that joke there, buddy.
It's the factory default.
Adjust everything. Yeah. All right, there we go. So, I will try to avoid all the jokes that have been being made because they will distract me. You're in the tunnels. The water has... Okay, it has not actually appreciably gone down, but you think the current may have stopped.
Oh, good.
You are walking beside a fairly large, well, you know, 3 or 4 feet long jump across, beside a stream of dubiously smelling water. And Tizani and Atello and everybody are approaching a larger square room. It has a door up at the north. It's got pipes. It's got some boxes over on the other side there. There's a squared out larger pool, I suppose, with a ladder that has been knocked over from wherever it was and now spans the gap.
I want to reach out and see if I can feel the artifact yet.
Well, that's a fascinating thing. Oh.
Who rolled something? Oh.
Mikola. Mikola rolled perception. What are you perceiving, Mikola?
I was going to wonder where the ladder would have gone to.
The ladder looks like it would have been propped on a spot that's over in the lower, the southeast corner there that seems to have more ladder up above it. And there's a lot of pipes that the ladder can access, and it ascends up into darkness.
Ah, it's a Jeffrey's tube access.
It's a Jeffrey's tube access ladder that somehow got knocked down and is now across here. So,
Hey, why don't you help me out?
What are you trying to do?
Lift the ladder back up.
I will attempt to help lift the ladder back up.
I want a dex roll for crossing 4 feet there, either jumping or something. Because I assume you didn't go through the pool.
Well, I missed by one, so I might go through the pool a little bit.
As you are crossing, you step in there expecting it to be a shallow thing. It's not shallow. You wind up, I'm going to put you back, approximately here, with your arms and head at one end, your other leg holding you up, and you are just barely touching the bottom of this pipe.
Observation. I have become a bridge. It only took, 5 seconds.
I'm going to want a strength roll for you to get out of that.
I will definitely attempt a strength roll.
You made
it! Hey! Just barely.
You can clamber out. Hello, crit success. Well, you are floating. You are floating that droid right there with a critical success and telekinesis other. Where do you want to put that droid?
I extend one fist out in a superhero pose.
On the platform directly to the south.
Like that?
Close enough.
Okay.
It's... Wherever you set me, I'm going to walk over to the base of the ladder anyway. So,
yeah, my guys do stuff like that all the time. Hey, actually, they should be here. Guys?
Do you have tokens?
Can I
for them?
Do my force sense yet?
Oh, yeah. Do the force sense while I while somebody gets some tokens.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Do your force sense. Made by 3. There is an artifact down here that is, you can feel it because it is no longer being shielded. There's other stuff down here too. Yeah, you hear Percy sneezing, don't you? There's other stuff down here too. There's just senses of things that are actually shielded, although possibly a little bit iffily. There's something nightmarish, terrifying, up to the northwest of you somewhere, past other things that are not the, oh, hi, we are nightmares, but are more items like holocrons or something.
There are holocrons in the sewers?
That's what you're sensing, maybe.
There's more than one artifact down here, for some reason.
Otello perks up when he hears something about holocrons. Well, let's stop playing with the ladder and find them.
I made my strength roll. Actually, no, I'm not saying that. I thought I made a second strength roll. I did. I rolled the same number for both of them.
The ladder is not ultra heavy. It's just very awkwardly done. With a little bit of help to people, you can, in fact, do things with the ladder. What are you doing with the ladder?
Putting it where Michaela wants me to put it.
Michaela, where are you going to put that ladder?
Back where it's supposed to go.
Okay, I will put a big X here.
Welcome to GURPS Wars, where we have to leave notations for all of the changes we make to the map. Every single arc.
Yeah, well, that's because you never know when someone's going to throw it with telekinesis other.
Hey, table discus wanted to be invented.
You have placed the ladder so that it ascends into the darkness properly. It matches up with the edges of the other ladder that is above there and goes into the ceiling.
Statement of anything satisfaction. Else? One may now ascend into the darkness to be eaten by a Gru. Well done.
As people go further to the east, there's a large half oval of a room. It is basically, it's like a U that had the top closed off. The little stream of dubious water that has been next to you goes pouring into a very large pool that mimics the shape of the room. There are on-off things on large pillars in four places there. There's all kinds of gears, pipes, control stuff. Lights shining into it, stairs going in and out of the area, and a bunch of small creatures go slithering into the water there and sort of vanish beneath the surface. By small, we're talking only about like maybe 2 feet long.
I'm ooh, and everything.
Everything is red lit. Why is everything red lit?
Sneaking.
Mm-hmm. You are! You made your stealth by 3. Did anyone else make their stealth?
Why would I need to make stealth? I'm supposed to be here.
Well, strange ripples go through in the pond. Ah, Otello is also being... Well, you made a dex roll.
Yeah, I don't have...
It's usually by a minus 5, so, well, that's... minus... Failed by 6, so I think we got... fail by 3 and a fail by 6 here.
Technically, I fail by more because I'm not trying to be stealthy.
And there's one of you who's being stealthy.
Also, I'm going to have to go back across this, so I think I need to make another dex roll.
I mean, you don't have to go back across. You could keep going.
I could go the long way around. But
hey, come this
not.
Way, HK.
Hey, guys, I think we probably shouldn't go swimming.
Well, I failed my dex roll by 3, so I'm either going swimming or I'm getting help.
Does anyone want to catch the droid that is attempting to walk across the 4-foot?
I'm doing the whole swing the arms backwards, bend the knees, and then do a jump. And right now, I am the picture of a cat failing to jump.
Two people make their TK other and catch the droid in midair.
You pull me in different directions.
I assume that both of you were just trying to catch the droid and hold the droid up to start with.
Yeah.
Mikula,
oh, sorry.
Got it.
Force of habit. Your droid. I'll drop it as soon as HK is caught.
I'll say, oh, you've got him. Oh, you had him first, and I'll drop him at the same time.
You both. So this is why I failed. I was about to make the jump. you both instinctively caught me in midair, in mid-leap, realized the other person had also caught me, and both let me go into the water.
Yep.
About halfway into the water.
Dasani is no longer being sneaky because she's having hysterical giggles in the corner.
So am I, in fact, right here?
Let's see. I'd say that you're probably, if the things were there, I'd say that you're actually probably about here, but consider that, like, your back half is in the water. You're in an L shape. Your upper part has gone flonk because they were both sort of helping you move along, and your lower part went into the water.
So the GIF I found is even more accurate.
Let me see all of these things that I have not been... Hey, look.
Ow. The poor little kitten. It's not the first time I've found that GIF either. It almost makes it.
There are so many that I haven't been looking at.
It's probably for the best. We would have totally distracted you.
Little kitten. Whee! Bonk. You did a little bit better than the kitten. But only a little.
That's a wonderful line. With Io laughing in the background, you did a little bit better than the kitten.
Think of if the kitten had
Dasani is laughing
paws.
In the background.
Yeah.
I mean, Dasani is also laughing in the background. But yes.
I was laughing imagine. Because I wanted to laugh in character.
Well, this player is very amused. Dasani is also laughing.
Yep.
Okay. I will attempt another strength roll to climb out.
Mikaela keep starting to lift you and go, oh, no, you got it, right?
Assertion, this unit has achieved dry ground for a variation of the word dry. And I will attempt to walk it off, possibly with a squishing sound as I walk.
I'm going to head for those controls.
Okay. Things ripple around in the... Okay, this is about a 3-foot jump. Give me a dex plus 2 roll, Otello.
Okay. I did not add the...
That's fine. You made it by 2 anyway. Mikaela, observation. What are you observing?
I'm paying attention to whatever is making the ripples in the pool.
The ripples do not appear to be entirely made by the water that is flowing into the large pool. They do not appear to be being made by anything that is a static source of ripples.
Yeah, that was my assumption.
There's something in there. And maybe it's just the things that slithered over indistinctly and fell in. Maybe that's what it is.
I'm sure.
I'd like to get a handle on what these controls do, if that's possible.
Well, let's see.
They activate the spinning knives.
Let me find out what Mikaela's tactics roll there was. You just made your tactics roll. What are you tacticking?
Oh, I had intended to go after death.
Okay. Remind me then. Well, there sure are a lot of controls here. They seem to be labeled with things like pressure and water speed and lots of little, you know, 1A, 1B, etc. things that maybe they're about which gates are open, and you know, it looks fairly low tech on the image, but it's Star Wars. There's a computer terminal there that you could try and prod at if you want to.
Sure. I'd just like to get an idea of what's possible just in case I need to do some machines.
Well, for starters, give me computer ops. Crit success. After a little bit of prodding, you figure out how to get around the rudimentary security on this, and this is mostly about the purity levels. This is apparently a preliminary holding tank right in front of you for the water treatment and processing before this water gets sent to, like, you know, outside streams and whatnot, so that you don't wind up with Sith spawn in people's bathtubs.
Okay.
Or toilets. That's even worse. Or outside of town, etc. The water that flows north is flowing downwards out of the pond, out of this holding pond here.
So that's theoretically purified water, or at least decontaminated water?
It's less contaminated, maybe?
Right. So this isn't a reservoir, this is sewage treatment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where they keep all the Sith spawn to keep them from moving further down the line. This is what the player is assuming.
Something. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what's in there? Okay. Let me just check in with Tizani, and then I'll get to Mikala. Anything you're doing, Tizani?
I don't think there's really anything I can do right now.
Okay. You're just sort of strolling along up towards the north. Okay, Mikala, you and your tactics roll.
This thing's got to come out to eat. I'm wondering where it's most likely to come out.
There are two sets of posts to either side of the upper part of this little U-shaped thing, you know, to the east and west ends of it, that look like they're probably stairs or something. So whatever's in there probably comes in and out there mostly, if you know.
Okay.
Do we see any more signs of where the mechak may have gone?
Give me perception or observation on that particular topic. Success perception. There's some wetter than the rest of the place footprints that seem to be going to, yeah, the north.
Okay.
There's a wooden plank laid across things up to the north that you can probably see that looks like it was knocked somewhat askew. Whatever it was big enough that it seems to be able to run on either side, with paws to either side of the, well, this one's a bit narrower. It's only about, you know, 3 feet across. But still, the thing apparently stands its feet like a meter apart. Mikala, you're way back there.
I am taking my blaster out of its holster, but not being like, I'm not going to like shoot into the water or anything. I'm just making sure I don't have to fast draw it.
Reasonable.
Shoot casual.
So far, let's see. Nothing is coming out of the water, although you occasionally have a feeling that some of the ripples may be pacing you.
So what's the issue here again? What are we waiting for?
Well, there's Mikala back there.
Yeah.
We don't want to leave that hoverboard behind. That sweet, sweet Margera 5000.
Huh?
I mean, Mikala. We don't want to leave Mikala behind.
Right, so what are we doing?
It looks like the mechak went this way.
Nothing yet from the pool?
Nothing yet from the pool. Amazingly enough.
Okay.
Whatever the thing was, apparently it didn't fall in the water. You're really not sure how deep that is.
I'm not checking.
Little splashes come as you are walking away that sound like maybe something surfaced and then submerged again. Splish, 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 splish.
Hmm.
Well, there's something big in that pool back there, but didn't show itself, so.
And it's not the dog.
That's true. I was just worried we were going to have to fight it.
Mm. You come up to a four-way junction. There's a grill in the bottom there. It's unclear whether it's having water coming into it or coming out of it, because there sure is water flowing over and past it. So,
I sensed the doggy, or what I assume is the doggy, in the northwest, right?
Yep. And you were rather a bit further south at the time.
Well, I'm going to try to sense again.
Let's see, that's a perception roll by Mikala. Which is made by six. Oh! Zani, there's too much down here. There is something that is acting to fuzz your force sense. Like, maybe close by or something.
It's that's the gotta smell. Be it.
Why are there so many relics in the sewers?
Observation. People believe that a relic is right for them. Then they understand that it's getting to be too much, so they dispose of it the only way they know how, flushing it down the sewers.
Down the toilet, yep.
They're supposed to call us!
Observation. There is frequently a hesitation to call the Sphere of Mysteries for anything. Why is undetermined, possibly in the purview of your sphere.
Memo to self. Mysteries in charge of flushing things down toilets.
What? No!
Especially space alligators and space turtles.
Hey, watch it.
That was out of character.
Maybe mine was too.
You're not a turtle. That's a different alien species.
I'd like to see if there are more telltale scratches leading either east, west, or north from here.
There's a lot of splashing around like something hit the grating, and then it sort of ran around in circles, maybe. You might have to go trying to track things a bit further for this one. There's some dented marks here and there, dented pipes.
Can I touch one of the pipes and see if I get any images?
You can try.
I'm trying.
By three, you get a sense of someone running away, and then you get a sense of something large banging into things.
Okay.
It's dark. Something running away maybe ran off to the west. The thing that was banging around banged around a lot before it stopped, and you're not quite sure if it went east or west.
I tend to be pretty confident, so I'm going to walk across that board and head over to the west side.
Okay.
By HK.
HK immediately heads down the path. Everyone who HK would care to have catch up has caught up.
A short distance to the west, Lee, is a large rectangular room with assorted doors coming off of it. And a few pipes here and there, and it appears to be in some kind of, there's some kind of pattern, obscure pattern of shallower runnels of water etched down there, and the room is otherwise pretty much bordered by more of the open water down here. It's like, why is all this open?
Well,
shouldn't this all be in pipes? There's plenty of pipes in the walls and the ceiling.
HK knows what this is. It's a platforming puzzle. So that means jumping.
Jumping across another 3-foot gap. This shouldn't be too hard.
Well, Michaela just went across just fine. So
I'll be ready to catch HK.
HK's dex rolls are still bad.
I have only improved one of my stats, intelligence. If I think hard about it, that doesn't make me more dexterous.
You can boost HK across the gap.
I'll say, hey, you did it, buddy. Good job.
Practice makes perfect. HK is adjusting his algorithms to understand that his actuators are actually probably way more powerful than he originally thought, where he's able to make these distances. So in the future, he's not going to put as much power into them because he doesn't want to overjump.
I suppose I'll just try to hop over this.
Yeah, I did too.
What should I be rolling?
Probably Dex. It's about a 3-foot step over. I mean, you know, don't. Yeah, you could make it over. No problem. Little bounce.
There we go.
I want it known that everyone else is rolling like literally everyone else is rolling a 9. I rolled a 12.
Yep. Mikola rolled a 10 up there for telekinesis self to balance over and across and whatnot. If a roll scrolls past me or something, please do poke me about it.
And you can say Mikola used telekinesis self to do that. HK is not aware of that. HK is just thinking, well, everyone else was able to make the jump, so I should be able to also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, they're across safely. Therefore.
Do we have any idea what the purpose of the water in this room is in this interesting pattern. I would be curious about it.
It's extremely... Why? Why would someone have all of these open runnels of water leading up or down or something?
Apparently the flush artifacts down.
The mystery has been solved. It's no longer...
This one holds artifacts. This one holds car keys.
This appears to be left socks. Just left socks.
It appears to be flowing from west to east. So it was flowing past you towards that grill or something.
But we have no inclination of what the purpose of this weird layout would be.
You can give me an IQ roll at a negative that I'm not going to tell you.
The purpose is clearly so that the GM can show off her map-making skills.
No, this is not my map. This map comes from Tom Kartos's Patreon. It's a free one, so long as we mention the name. And that's Tom Kartos, C-A-R-T-O-S, which you'd be able to see if you could see outside the map thing. I can open it up at some point, but... No, it's not my map.
Well, Atello made maybe by 6 or 6 minus whatever your modifier was.
There might be some kind of ritual pattern to this. You're not in a sphere that does that.
Ooh, I am.
Yeah. Well, what do you make of that? Looks like something you would understand.
Occultism. Okay. This pattern... Telekinesis self, Mikola is just bouncing around as desired. This pattern, Tizani, is not precisely a real pattern, but it is absolutely a pattern that you could use to confuse people by putting a real pattern into it somewhere. If you started drawing ritual runes in certain locations, there'd be a lot of runic chaff to distract from what you were really doing, but there is just enough in this with the water that you can think of about three different confusions. This was meant to confuse.
It worked.
Like somebody's decoy.
Yeah, it's mostly like
a decoy ritual circle, which this is a sewer? What the crif?
It's a sewer under a city on a Sith world.
Yeah. If you got really enthusiastic with it, you could probably turn it into a maze where someone would just wander around and around the edges and through this area and not actually be able to get out.
It's really not even top 10 list of weird things I've seen in a sewer.
Okay. Mikola, you're up by a door to the north.
Yes. I've tried it. It's locked.
Mm-hmm. It has a large numeral on the door that it just says 47.
Oh, well, it's the 47th something. Oh, hey, you guys are up here.
Mikola bounces over. There's a little waterfall between a couple of stairs that is to the west there.
That's, if you're talking about a ritual, that circle looks potentially important.
Yeah, it's a little hard to see because that there are stairs there, which doesn't actually let me block your sight properly. But it does look like there's a pool with a circle around it or something. A little hard to tell.
Time to jump across.
I'm ready to catch.
I keep rolling 12.
Once again, or 12.
I keep rolling 12. Meanwhile,
Atello, TK other. By 6.
Good job, buddy. You're getting better.
I land over here now.
Boards. Someone has brought boards. Ah, the boards that were spanning that area now have an X on them. Mikola has produced boards, I take it?
Yes, I carried them over.
Okay. Okay, where Walker are you hiding? Them. Where are you hiding your droid allies? Know.
In NPCs.
Which NPCs?
There's guest group, logistics lot, NPCs, and PCs. I put them in NPCs.
Okay. Open it, close it.
Dang it, Will. I see you just changed your character art.
There's one.
I changed it right when we come back from break.
Whoops.
Well, I was looking at the icons. I wasn't looking at the character sheets.
I think that BBP needs to have their icon adjusted too. And RKSTY. Prototype token.
I don't see anything with these.
Well, just a moment.
Sorry.
Fighting with Foundry. Delete RKTY. Whoop. Don't put your foot there, kitty cat. Image path. Let's hope there's RK down here.
I changed their prototype tokens, so they're correct.
Okay, the prototype tokens are now correct.
Yes.
Nope.
Should be.
RK's isn't. Check BP's. Nope.
Well, it says they are.
Do I need to adjust permissions on them or something?
No. I just forgot that I also had to change the image path.
Ah, yep, that's the one. They're showing correctly in the NPCs list, but their image path is you, which makes it a little bit confusing.
Okay.
There we are. I hear tapping. But
oh, sorry. Trouble.
Your droids will presumably have caught up with you.
Oh, I put them on the map too, and now I can't delete them.
Your droids are duplicating themselves.
There. Neat.
Oh, hey, guys.
Master, I assume that they are... How programmed off-model are they by now, just out of curiosity?
They're... What are you looking for?
Just curious. They don't have much personality yet.
Oh, no, I would say they have some personality.
Okay, I will make you go for them. They've caught up. They were being very cautious while crossing all of these assorted water things, but they are kind of drippy.
They don't have to be cautious. The jumps are easy to make.
Yes, but they're what, loading droids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They could toss each other.
But one's got to... never mind, HJ.
They each toss each other at the same time. I don't have a physics module, and I can still figure that out.
When you're right, you're right.
I have a Dunning-Kruger module. That says I'm correct.
Hey, these are my droids. Bebop and Rocksteady.
Oh, good.
Margera 5000 and two loader droids. It just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, it's funny what you can get when you just ask people for it.
Can I have your droids?
No, they're mine.
Well, it's worth a try.
Mikula has found someone else who just wants to ask for things.
Well, I was trying to learn a lesson. Because I learned it.
And also, Will, this masterpiece of animation that you have created.
It's a dancing turtle and a purple face mask bandana thing with the Hutt's golden hat.
It's Crash's image.
I just take no ownership of this.
I will try to walk across those boards Mikula laid down there.
That is something that can be done. It's not very hard. I will not make you make a dex roll unless you think that you might slip and fall in. If you want to make a dex roll, you can make a dex roll. Failed by 2. The boards slip and start shifting, and you are going to wind up partly in amazingly deep water, actually.
Can I try to telekinesis the boards to stay put?
It's very difficult to telekinesis things that are moving you.
Could I try to turn them into a hoverboard?
That is even harder. You can try. I'm going to assess a -5 on just trying to make them move while they're under your feet. Especially since the reason you need to make the move is to try to make you not fall down. And it would be a -10 if you want to hoverboard them.
Can I offer verbal encouragement?
I don't know. Can you?
Good question. What would that role be? I don't have a skill in that, so probably IQ -5.
Uh-huh. You have resisted your overconfidence, Otello.
Oh my gosh.
You made your minus five.
I made it by three. Where was that roll when I was trying to jump across a terrain feature?
Obviously, you're not a dexterous droid anymore.
I don't think I should be able to resist my overconfidence with that roll.
What are you going to attempt to do, Otello?
Assertion. Go for it. You can do the thing, whichever the thing might be. I cannot read your mind, so I do not know which thing you are attempting. If you are trying to fall into the water, you seem to be doing a great job. I am proud of you.
Oh, no.
I've always wanted to do this. I'm going to try to hoverboard.
Give me a minus 10.
Yep, that'll go well.
Failure by 2.
So by 12.
That was failure by 2 before the
That was by minus. 12.
It is amazing.
My encouragement made it worse.
How horrible and clammy and slightly oily this water feels as it closes over your head.
It went up your nose. It's in your mouth. It's in your ears.
I taste it.
It tastes like chemicals and mud.
You're going to have to burn every item of clothing you own.
It's only about 5 or 6 feet deep where you are.
I'm going to let someone else do something now.
Otello has gone underneath the waters.
I attempt to pull Otello out of the waters.
Tizani, before I resolve that, Tizani, is there anything you want to do with your fellows?
Well, I wanted to go across those boards, but...
Now they're gently flowing away.
Could I borrow your hoverboard?
Sure.
Just to get over there without whatever's going on there.
Yeah.
Wait, but that was the option the whole time?
Well, yeah, she wanted to borrow it.
The boards are actually floating away.
So after Tizani borrows it, she will in fact sort of give the hoverboard a little push so it slides back over to Mikala.
It's like Nikola Tesla, only M.
HK, you can pull your alleged owner-ish, well, person who was supposed to be watching after you out of these sluggishly flowing waters.
Look, if they're supposed to watch over me, but they're underwater, they can't watch over me unless I am also underwater. Therefore, because I do not want to be underwater, I am pulling them out.
That seems like a good idea.
In my headcanon, as I brace myself with one arm at the side, take the other arm, plunge it in, then pull up and stand up at the same time, and... Yes, this is an individual who is somewhat turtle-like in appearance, but they are wearing clothing and so therefore have the appearance of a drowned rat, which may or may not be their master.
A drowned green rat. You're a very wet apprentice now. You are so soggy. You have had the worst bath. Everything is like chemicals and mud. With a slight tinge of motor oil.
Well, that happened.
Trip, 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 trip.
If you prefer, I can delete this memory from my memory banks.
I can't.
Me neither. Let's just keep going.
I turn 90 degrees and set Otello down. The turning 90 degrees is important. If I don't do that, then I set Otello back into the water.
Don't tell the master.
Question. Should I disable my live feed then?
Just two fingers pinching the bridge of my nose. Luckily, I had obfuscate machines on, so you've been recording a blank screen every time you've been looking at me, so that worked out just fine.
Observation. If this was true, you would still be underwater. Addendum. I do not have live streaming capabilities. I go up the stairs.
Clomp, clomp, clomp.
This conversation is over.
Thank God.
Okay. Just to make sure that everyone is doing everything in appropriate ways. Let's see. Let me do a few little things. Let's pause. Hold you all paused for a moment here. Going to... Yes, perfect. Okay. Now I want to grab all of you. That's right. There we are. Just so that I know what people are doing, why don't we go to the little crossed swords and just roll so that everybody's in appropriate, initiative, so to speak, order.
I got a 5.
Go ahead and roll for your droids as well, Ellie. Okay.
Socket, no, you don't get to roll.
Okay. You approach the stairs. They're moderately steep. There's 2 of them, one to either side of the water flowing down between them in horrible... It doesn't splash nearly as much as it should. It's oily, kind of. You can tell, Atella. You can tell how oily it is because it's dripping off you in little rivulets.
You are grateful for the parts that are dripping because those are leaving you.
Yeah, it's 10W40.
So much. You climb the stairs. You see a room that's, well, it's not quite square. There's little alcoves to the north and south and have pipes, and there's pipes in the ceiling that aren't showing, but there's the large 3-foot stream that goes over, and then there's a smaller stream, and then there's a larger pool that is all flowing there, and there's a couple of them that are going across. And go ahead and give me another occultism, Tizani. You have missed your... You have no idea, HK. You made by 4.
Okay, I just wanted to see how much I missed it by.
Yeah. Tizani, you would love to, except for the part where it would involve touching water, reach your hand in and feel if there were runes in that cross north-south channel of water there. Because if there are runes in there, this is some kind of protected area. Probably. I mean... It's like, if something were through here, it would be guarded.
You know, I think I do want to stick my hand in that.
Up to you.
You know how I have impulsiveness? I want to stick my hand in that.
Okay. I'm going to drop you back here just briefly, HK. Do the impulsive thing, Tizani.
She will.
I want a will roll and a perception roll. A touch roll, to be precise. You make your will roll. You do not instantly yank your hand out. It's so slimy in there. There's so much... There's something slimy in here. It's... You can't feel runes etched into the channel because it's covered in slime.
It's... Dear listeners, I must add to this wonderful experience because that was a crit failure.
For the perception roll.
Yes, that was a 5, 6, and 6 on the dice. And so
yes.
Tizani can't feel a thing because Tizani is feeling all of the other things.
I regret this.
Not pleasant, is it?
Mikula. I'm going to start going in proper order now. Mikula, you are climbing up the stairs. Is there anything you would like to do?
I'm checking something. I am using the weight maneuver, and if something pops up and tries to attack, I'm going to convert that into an all-out attack.
Okay. Do I have a way to mark you as status effect weight? Because.
Yes.
There is? Good. Can you assign it to yourself?
I have.
Ah, I see it. Excellent. Okay. Otello.
Gonna head up the stairs.
Okay, you have your move.
How many do I get? I was here.
Basic move 5. That's for running. You get like 2 or 3 if you're going more slowly.
Did Tizani say she was looking for runes or anything in there? Or did she just go up?
No, and she just
stick a hand in the water.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have no idea to do any of that. So I'm just gonna 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If you don't go through, then you'd be standing on the edge basically of that square there. Right beside the edge of that rivulet of water.
You'd be one step closer to the edge. And Zani's about to break.
It just keeps moving me either in it or I can
assume that you're standing on the edge there because, I mean, the hex does have a partial, so and balancing with your toes, not quite there.
I will see if I sense anything about this chamber or any creatures or anything like that.
Okay, that's...
It looks suspect.
Give me a... let's see, what do we got here for your abilities?
I have empathic vibes, but I don't know how to put that into
That's an IQ minus 3.
Okay. Should I just roll an IQ then?
Sure.
Alright, this is the full thing we can...
Critical success, which... Oh, that's a 5 off of a 15. The modified roll is not, but is a very good roll.
I've made by 7 then.
You have not stepped across this rivulet of water. The vibes that you are currently sensing are from your group, and you're not sensing anything further, but you can sort of feel like the water is some kind of barrier.
Hmm.
Okay.
This cross stream here may be holding us out or something else in. Tread
Tizani. Yeah, tread carefully. Tizani.
Yeah.
Your hand is so... There's you pull your hand out of the water and there's this greenish glop coming from your fingers.
Why did I decide to look for runes like that? I just tried to sense them.
Do you wish to do anything else?
Can I try to sense them?
Yes, but you are -1 for the fact that your hand is like this.
It's you not easy being green. Things.
Yeah. It's slimy. Hey. Cold and slimy.
Ew.
That's strike 2, HK.
HK isn't saying any of this. HK stopped wondering what biologicals do a long time ago.
Made your 4 sense by 6. You are in fact fairly sure that this is some kind of barrier because you don't sense the relic anymore. You do sense some those shielded things back behind you. Maybe it's a little hard. Maybe that maze thing has something ruined in the piping as well.
Percy, you're so loud.
Yeah, I think I hear Percy breathing over your microphone when you're talking.
Yes.
And even when you're not talking.
There's a reason why I call him like Alvin and Chipmunk's version of Vader.
The snot rocket is loaded and ready to fire.
Yeah. Yeah. No moving on out of turn, Otello. Not yet.
I wasn't...
You shifted. I saw you.
I had my sheet open trying to figure out how to subtract.
Oh, that's probably...
A rubble.
Dancing's a free action, though.
Okay, Tizani, yep. You do in fact think that there is some kind of thing, barrier, mystic barrier, across this room here.
Okay, this is some kind of barrier, which is really weird, I want to reiterate, because this is a sewer.
Observation. Like, most beings do not enjoy going...
It's logistics doing rituals!
Observation. Most beings do not willingly enter sewers. Conclusion, placing it in a sewer is a means of protecting it further.
Right, yeah, well, no, I mean, I get that part. That part makes sense to me. The problem that doesn't make sense to me is the fact but someone built a ritual sewer!
Observation, memory, this is the fourth such sewer that I have encountered since my original activation.
I don't believe you.
Are you going to be moving, Tazani? Or are you staying put where you are?
I'm staying put where I am.
HK.
HK is going to cross the water wall. Anyway, here's water wall.
It's a fairly small one. It's only like 2 feet, foot and a half, something like that.
It's one small step for a droid. One giant leap for the plot.
You have stepped across. As you step across, you're a droid. You feel no strange twangs in the force. You don't hear phantom things in your ears. Everyone else there who's not a droid, there's a sort of sensation as of ears popping or something. And a thing comes and puts two paws on where that little C shape, you know, there's a little C shape between the large pool and the rest of the water around it. Two metal paws, dripping and wet, come and lever themselves out. And sadly, I don't have the thing facing you. I wish I could make it face you. I'll have to turn it around like that. It's not really upside down. Glowing red eyes come up from the waters. The sort of holding spines that you could hold on to. And to either side, a pair of blaster cannons. And since we've been playing for like 2 hours, maybe we should take a break and finish it up next week. So, does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
EO's Mom Writes Books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And if you find one there and you think it would look interesting, you talk to your local library and say, hey, get this ebook for me, please. And the library will say, oh my God, they're so cheap for libraries. What the criff? Of course we'll buy it for you. And then you get to read it for free on Libby. And I get paid because the library paid me. And the library's happy because I don't charge libraries a lot. Some people do. And speaking of cool things, is there anything else anyone wants to plug?
I think Will writes things too.
Well then, Will.
Well, I'll plug Date Night Podcast. You could go to datenightpodcast.com, and we're releasing some formerly behind paywall episodes that Crash was a guest in, where we're all Modrons in the Astral Sea. And you could also check out Escape Pod on YouTube by This Is a Film About Something. And we just had I don't know whenever this comes out, but we just had episode 8 come out where Clint McElroy actually plays my dad in the episode. So that was pretty cool. So check that out.
And speaking of other things to check out.
Groceries, you know, anything else that you're buying in a store, you usually have to get in line and stop at a counter. You already talked about libraries.
You should probably check out your tires before a really long trip.
That reminds me. Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. Also, while you're checking things out, you could check out aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. It's where we put all these podcasts that we do. If you found them somewhere else, you can go there and get them too. With RSS feeds for everything that we do, so you don't have to subscribe to the Firehose RSS feed. You could get just GURPS Wars if you wanted just GURPS Wars. Also, you can follow us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can go and help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, here's Beth saying...
Salutations. Hello, new friend. Query, are you in need of repairs? Would you like to be in need of repairs?
Puppy.
It's a one-shot, they said. It'll only be one episode, they said.
Good night, everyone.
Don't worry, Intooksa. We were one-shot too, if you'll recall. Anyway, the craft services table is always spectacular.
Says you, I'm a Modron. I don't even eat.
Good to see you, Sparky.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. We'll be right back.